Kol Yisrael, we're learning Netivot Shalom, some Chassidus to light up our week, light up our Shabbos Kodesh. So the Slonimer explains, today you should see that I have placed before you blessing and curse. The blessing if you fill the mitzvahs which I place before you today. Ha'or ha'chaim ha'kadosh amad b'pasuk zeh al omro re'eh anochi neten lefchem ayom. The Ruach Chaim asks a question on this pasuk. Lama amar lashon re'iyah al dvarim? Why does it say a language of seeing on the matters? Ve'etzarech lamar shema oda. It should say listen or see or know. K'mo shenemar b'katuv shema Yisrael Hashem l'kinu Hashem achad. Hear, O Israel. U'mo ken yesh l'daktik ma'dachtiv b'parshan etzavim. Re'eh natati lefarachem ayom et ha'chaim et ha'tov et ha'mavet et ha'ra. Also in parshan etzavim we have this language of seeing. What does it mean, this language of seeing? This is something that we see with our eyes. You should say no, and I place before you life and good. We also find this by Shabbos, Kedichtiv, by Parshat Vayishlach, Uki Hashem Noten Lachem HaShabbat. See that God has given you Shabbos. Why this language of seeing? Okay, and Or HaChaim goes on and on and on. So, I'm going to give the short answer and apply it to our lives. So, the Slonimer goes on to explain that our level of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in believing in the Torah and Mitzvahs needs to be on the level of seeing. Just like when you see something with your eyes, you're 100% convinced it's true. It's not just on the level of, like, I believe. But our level of belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the Torah and Mitzvahs, needs to completely be on the level of something as if it was in front of our own eyes. Now, obviously, that's a very high madriga to aspire to. And yet, there are many people who believe that they absolutely not just believe, like, I hope, I think. No, they know that Torah and Mitzvahs is true, that Hashem is true, they have clear emunah, and such a thing is accessible to a Jew. And when is the best time? When is it most accessible? So that's part two. Yesh lomar ha'inyan lashon re'iyah shenemar b'Shabbat. Why this language of Shabbos, of seeing? Ki Hashem natan lechem ha'Shabbat. Ki mitziyat she'yesh ma'mamish. Like it's a mamish thing you see yourself. Zeh Mashmir Imran Khazal, Shkula Shabbos and Gagat Kola Torah, but Kenegat Kola Mitzvahs. Shabbos is equivalent to all the Torah Mitzvahs. Shekola Mitzvahs, Ein Mitzvah Shiesh Bamamish. All of the Torah Mitzvahs, you can't see it completely. Elim Tzivo Yopulam Mitzvahim, and it's God commanding you upon doing a certain action. Aval Shabbos Kodesh, He Havai Miuchad, it's a unique existence. Shemish Yeshlo, Tazchiyariya, Roe Ben Navat, the Mitzvah Shabbos Kodesh, the Var Shiesh Bamamish. If you have the right Torah eyes, you can mamish feel the difference and see the difference on Shabbos between how the world functions and how the world functions in the rest of the week. You see people coming out of shul happy, people coming in out of their Shabbos meals. You see people coming together and just feeling like everything's good. You see it. Zehu, Re'u Hashem, ki Hashem natan lechem et Shabbat, she'Kadosh Baruch Hu natan et hakoach lirot b'enayi et mitziyat Shabbos Kodesh. God gave us the eyes to see with our own eyes through Shabbos Kodesh. We see the life, the happy life of a Yid. Already on Friday you could see a change in the Mitzvahs. Because there was a double bread and Erev Shabbos. It's not just intellect or emotion. It's just a totally different reality as anyone who's truly ever experienced Shabbos knows. When he went to the Rebbe, it's like you could feel with your hands the difference between Shabbos and everything else. Gevalt. Now, and we can explain this. The Beis Avraham explains why during the week we say good morning or good night. But on Shabbos, both at day and at night, we just say Shabbat Shalom or Good Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh Kula Yom B'chinas Ta'ir Ka'or Yom Chashecha Saila. It's all one big day, i.e. it's not a time of darkness, it's a time of feeling the Amuda. All three times of Shabbos are on this level of the clarity of the day of feeling a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And that's why there's Gimel Chalkin, Neshama, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Shanashama, Yitirash, Yidim, Kabash, Abakabas, Hubachol Gimel Chalkin, Neshama. We feel all three different parts of our souls on Shabbos Kodesh. And we talk about this in Zemirot of Shabbos. To summarize, in our little Ativa Shalom Shorty, obviously always better inside, the Slonimer is telling us that we need to be able to have a Muna on the level of seeing, of a mamish thing, and the time to tap into that is at Shabbos Kodesh, when we can see with our own eyes the Matzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the joy of being a Jew. Hope you enjoyed this little Ativa Shalom Shorty, to give a little inspiration for our week, because it's almost Shabbos.